Good day
Anything
from
comes
Wall
along,
Street.
but
This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter, and I am speaking with Jerry Kroll. He is the CEO of Electromechanica Vehicles Corp. Stock symbol is SOLO on NASDAQ. Jerry, welcome.
hi, Jack. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. Jerry, can you start off by telling our audience about what your company does?
Sure. Electromechanica is a 60-year-old manufacturer of high-end sports cars, originally Italian from Turin, Italy, and relocated to Canada in 1981, manufacturing beautiful Italian-bodied sports cars with American V8 engines. And most people know us from the movie Top Gun, the car that Kelly McGillis and Tom Cruise drive in that, the black car. That's actually an Intermechanica car. So what we've been doing for the last 8 years is transitioning from internal combustion cars to 100% electric vehicles, because we saw that trend coming 20 years ago. And now our big flagship vehicle is the Solo, which is an all-electric, one-person car with all the style of an Italian sports car.
It's interesting. We were just speaking, before we started the interview a little bit, and the company started, in Turin, and was it in the 1950s, like right when that kind of Italian, the economic boom with Fiat and all that, the Fiat cars and all the Italian cars started. I think Ferrari started right around thereafter. So it's like the company's heritage is part of that whole, era.
Very much Italian, yeah. That's the time when Ford came out with a Dettomassa Pantera, again, a beautiful Italian sports car with a big Ford V8 in it. And that's exactly what our company did with the Italia, beautiful convertible Italian sports car with a Ford V8 in it. Alex Trebek actually bought one in 1972. And if you Google search that, Alex Trebek Italia from Intermechanica, you'll see that it was just auctioned off about 4 months ago for $180,000. They originally paid $11,000 for it. So these cars are collector items, like I'm imagining that our Solo cars will be collector items 40 years from now.
Interesting. So let's get into the Solo. I mean, there's a lot of interest in this electric vehicle. Can you tell us about like some of the specs of the car and the pricing? Like, what's the market for this?
Sure. It's a game changer. Imagine back into the 1980s where you've got everybody with a desktop computer. And then all of a sudden, a company called Research in Motion comes out with a small handheld computer that gives you your email on your smartphone. And you're going, well, that's kind of small. I don't know if that thing will ever catch on. Boy, did it. It was less than you thought you needed, but it did something that a big computer couldn't do. It could come along with you. And they have gone viral now with Apple, with the iPhone and Samsung and everybody coming out. You actually sell way more smartphones than you do big laptops. And quite frankly, for most people, the smartphone is now their primary computer, which would have shocked a lot of people when they first saw one. The same thing with vehicles. 83% of people are driving by themselves in a five-person gasoline car. That's the commuter audience. That's 140 million people in the United States alone. And the most distance they drive is 20 miles in either direction. And most of your listeners will be sitting there going, yeah, you know what? That's me. That's exactly what I do. Imagine them getting out of that gasoline car and that $500 or $600 a month cost and getting into a one-person electric vehicle that costs next to nothing, $10 to $12 a month in electricity to do the same thing, but more stylishly, more comfortably, with power steering, air conditioning, satellite radio, Bluetooth, everything in it, enough room for 6 to 8 bags of groceries right behind them, look like $1 million, and again, park for next to nothing when you get to the urban environment. That's the disruptive nature of the Solo. So the primary market is the commuter. The second big market, last mile delivery for companies like Amazon, Alibaba, DHL, all those companies that need to deliver packages around, the perfect urban delivery vehicle. And the third big market for our vehicle, the Solo, is the car share group, which is exploding. The biggest problem for car share companies is parking. You only have so much space for parking in urban environments, and the Solo can park 2.5 cars in every regular parking spot, and over 90% of car share people are one person in a car. Those are the three major markets that the Solo is absolutely exploding into.
It's interesting you mentioned parking, because like, in some markets, in New York or L.A., actually, I was in Century City in L.A., a little while ago, and I think the parking it cost me $45 to park.
Normal. Absolutely normal. And if you're in Century City, our first massive dealership is right there in Studio City, Los Angeles, right at the corner of Ventura and Colfax. It's an acre big. We have 5,000 Solos coming in this year, 2019, 20,000 next year. We are going to change the way traffic looks in California forever. And that's starting right now. We've already had our first few dozen cars delivered in that area. So if any listeners in the greater Los Angeles area, go on down to Ventura and Colfax. Go say hi to Anthony and Sean and David and the gang. And we don't do test drives. We call it the Solo experience. You get out with the car and everybody is looking at you. Everybody's applauding. Everybody stops you and asks you about the car. It is a wonderful experience to be in a one-person commuter vehicle.
Now, I think 99% of the people listening to this interview are online, and they can actually, they're going to see what this looks like. They can see the pictures of it here. It's definitely a sexy-looking car. The taillights look a little bit like, Ferrari.
Exactly. Yeah. If you go to emvauto.com, and we've got a surprising amount of pre-orders, over 23,000 people already, just from looking at the images, have put in a deposit. They go to emvauto.com. They look at the car. You can choose from one of four colors. You put in a fully refundable $250 deposit, and you're in line for the car to come in this year or next year. You get a wonderful letter from myself, a picture of the car. There's a lot of other very interesting gifts. That'll be a surprise when you get that. And we've literally had tens of thousands of people put in that $250 deposit. The final price is $15,500 for the car. And, away you go. Our company makes a 25% gross profit. That's our gross on the deliveries of the car. As we get into bigger production numbers, instead of 5,000, 20,000, that will go up, but we'll probably add things to the cars like autonomous driving systems, wireless charging, that sort of thing as we go forward to keep the margin at 25% while adding things with future technologies.
Okay. So, Jerry, the main question, on investors' minds is, can you actually produce and deliver the vehicles? How are you handling the manufacturing and production aspect?
Sure. We've been producing thousands of vehicles over our six decades in business. Our facility that we're manufacturing the Solo in currently produces 4,000 motorcycles every day. Every day. So we have, I'm going to say it right out loud, limitless production capability. And once we get the cars on the ground in Los Angeles, I'm expecting our pre-orders to spike to six figures and then be able to make a phone call to rapidly expand from 20,000 vehicles per year to double or triple that with those pre-orders in hand. We have amazing capacity to produce vehicles everywhere around the world. And the game plan is to actually have facilities around the world producing cars where they're required, not just in the United States, but we're talking about Europe, Asia, Japan, South America, India, all around the world. This is a true world car, and with the steering wheel in the middle, we can sell the same car in Indiana as we do in London, England. It's the same car with the steering wheel in the middle. It's the first ever true world car.
Interesting. Now, where are you manufacturing the vehicles right now?
We have a factory in Vancouver, Canada. We have a second factory in China, just north of Hong Kong. I'm going over there next week to cut the big red ribbon and open that up. And we're looking at factories in the United States, California, Washington. That's where we're looking at Europe and other places. Some discussion in Southeast Asia and India as well.
Okay, and so you have these pre-orders, and I think you've delivered some. There are some cars you mentioned that are already on the streets. Like, how many vehicles have you delivered so far?
Yeah, so the big factory that's just opening up now is the one that produces the first 5,000. We have 50 already on the road. Six of them have been used to go through compliance certification. So whenever you come out with a new car, you have to crash and smash them. And I'm pleased to report that in the side impact test, which we have on our website, you have to be able to absorb a 2,000-pound side impact. The Solo exceeded 12,000 pounds of side impact. So you have an extremely safe cell with which the person isn't inside. And we've had the vehicles on the road for over 2 years, over 17,000 kilometers with some of our beta customers. And there's nothing but satisfaction. We have videos of the cars being used in commuting, delivery for restaurants, things like that. So the cars are already proven out, even though it's a completely new platform. We just like to make sure we're fully prepared before we send thousands of these things out there. And I'm excited about the excitement that people are going to experience when they're actually taking delivery of their cars.
And what? So the plan is, so you're actually going to start delivering vehicles this year, 2019, right?
We started delivering last year. In October, we opened up our facility in Studio City, Los Angeles. So we're delivering about 4 or 5 vehicles per month, sorting that out, getting the first customers out there. And that's going to increase to about 50 vehicles this quarter, first quarter of Q19, 200 or 300 in the second quarter, and then the balance of the 5,000 vehicles for this year in Q3 and Q4.
Okay, so the real scale is going to start to happen towards in the middle of the year, roughly.
Yeah, you usually scale things up. The facility is capable of 1,600 vehicles per month, and by Q4, I'm expecting us to be at that level.
Okay. How are you selling, and how are you servicing the vehicles? Like, do you have dealerships, you have independent, like, how is that set up?
Yeah. So for selling, people go to emvauto.com, just like I said, and that's the same platform that Tesla uses to take orders for the vehicle. Fully refundable deposit, just enter your credit card and away you go. So that's been very successful. And quite frankly, the vehicles sell themselves. When you see them on the road, it's a head turner. And as we get, let's say, 400 or 500 on the road in Los Angeles, the center of the car culture of the world, that should absolutely explode. As far as servicing the cars, we set up a corporate distributorship that has all the service that anybody will ever need right there as a central hub. And that's why we're targeting Los Angeles first. Truth of the matter is, and you know this, and your listeners know this, that legacy car dealerships hate electric cars because there's not a lot of service needed. You know that, right?
You know what? I actually just heard that from Nassim Taleb, I guess he's the investment manager, and he bought a Tesla,
yeah.
And he mentioned something that he's had the car for a while, and it's really like a new car. He's basically saying that this is the electric is a game changer, and they don't wear out as quickly.
Totally. No, and the cars have gone over 1 million miles, and you take apart the drivetrain, it's like new. There's no oil to change. There's no plugs to replace. It is amazing. I like to tell people so they get an idea. It's the same service manual as the same service scheduling as you would do for your fridge at home. You plug it in, you keep it clean, and the thing runs for 20 years. That's pretty much it. And to accentuate the point, I tell people, if I was going to give you a gasoline-powered refrigerator for your kitchen, you would think I was nuts for all the right reasons. It's going to need servicing. It's going to be noisy. It's going to be expensive to run. It might catch fire. All those things, you'd go, that would be nuts. Why wouldn't I just want an electric fridge? I can plug it in and it'll do its job without any drama. The exact same thing applies to a car. And once you go to an electric car, you would no sooner go back to a gasoline car as you would to a gasoline refrigerator. End of story.
Interesting. And in terms of the all the components, is it basically like, you know, like off the shelf type parts that you put in? How are these things manufactured?
There is some absolutely amazing engineering in this. The tires, all the parts are easily received. The tires are about $40, the regular 14-inch tires, all the things that you would need to, you know, you might run over a nail, totally easily available. But there's some really amazing engineering. We use aerospace composite for the chassis. We've got over 54 patents underway with the company. So there is really some brilliant magic in here for such a simple vehicle that you can buy for $15,500. And when you're sitting in the car and you're driving it, you can literally feel the quality and the technology as you're in it for a price of $15,500. And what excites me is the car that's on the road now, but as we go in the years ahead, 2020, 2022, 2025, the development of this Solo is probably going to mirror the development of the iPhone 3, iPhone 4, iPhone 10, as we go forward with things like self-driving, wireless charging, all the different technologies that we're working on right now in the background while people enjoy driving today's Solo.
Interesting. And I have to congratulate you. The design, you know, the design of the car, I mean, it looks great. I mean, it's, you know, what I find with the Teslas is they look kind of, it doesn't seem to me like an original design. They're like a marshmallow. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of hate mail for this.
Oh my God.
You know, this, you know, the Solo, I mean, it has like a unique look, and it looked like a classic look. Like it's going to, you know, if it's around, it's going to, you know, age well.
Yeah. I own a couple of Tesla Model Xs myself too. And when I talked to my friends at Tesla, they said, Jerry, we get it, but you get used to the look of the Tesla and you can't argue what it does. It's an amazing vehicle, and when you get used to the look, it actually, all the Tesla cars, including the Model 3, are pretty attractive vehicles when you get used to it. The Solo is a whole step above that, and I'm going to say this now, and you and your listeners can hold me to this. I'm calling the Solo the most attractive consumer product in history, and I challenge anybody to email you or me with what they think is a more attractive consumer product that's ever been invented. It is a head turner when you see it. The pictures you're looking at do not do it justice. When you see it from above, from behind, from the front, even from underneath, it is just beautiful on the road. Little kids love it. Old people love it. It is an attractive and iconic shape that you're proud to drive. I would say Daniel Craig could pull up in front of the Hilton in one of these Get Out, and he would literally feel like James Bond. It's that cool of a car.
Wow. Now, what about the, you know, I think you have some other models in the pipeline. Like looking at your materials, looks like you have some other things in development.
Yeah, we got a lot of demand for our classic two-seater sports car, but in electric. And something we hadn't really planned on doing. But we got so many calls from people up to the point where one person, one of our current customers came in and literally put an order in for 75 of our two-seater cars in electric. So Henry and I sat down and said, okay, we've got to come up with something. So we put our engineers to work to develop the Tofino, which is a two-seater electric car. And when your listeners look at the picture, it is, again, very beautiful. Two-seater, lower-cost convertible, $50,000. We have a ton of reservations, 40,000 reservations for this car, $1,000 fully refundable deposit on that car. A two-seater electric convertible, the prototypes we have on the road, and we do have one at our Los Angeles dealership. When you drive in a convertible that's not making the internal combustion noise, it is one of the most sublime experiences you will ever have. And that is going to be a game changer. We expect to start delivering those in mid-2020. And beyond the Tofino, we have several other vehicles in the pipeline for development as we go forward. Not all of them are land-based.
But this, this convertible, so this is going to be more of like a full, like a, not a full set, but like a sport, it's basically a sports car. It's not like a miniature car. This is going to be like a, I don't know, an Alfa Romeo,
yeah,
sort of?
No,
I'm thinking
of
that old,
like,
you know, what
cars,
is it?
It's like an Electromechanica. It's what we've been
Electromechanica,
for 60
right.
years.
Right, right.
So as opposed to the one-person microcar,
right,
you know, for the deliveries and for the commuters and all that, this is the kind of car that you get in Europe and drive down to Florida. You know, 250 to 300 mile range, 150 mile an hour top speed. It'll have 0 to 60 in 5 seconds or faster. Interestingly, this car will be revolutionary because it'll have three types of charging. One, the regular level two charging, J1772, which you see the plugs everywhere. Two, it'll have the fast charging, the DC-DC CHAdeMO that you can plug in. Third, I'm hoping to make this the first car on the road of America that'll have a third way of charging, which is wireless, where you can just drive it over a wireless pad in the street and the car will charge without you even having to plug it in. And that's what we're working on right now. That's going to be a very exciting feature on the 2020 Tofino.
Interesting. But so, but the body, so the Tofino, so the body of the car is, that's based on an existing, on a gasoline powered car that you have.
No, it's a completely new platform.
Okay.
It'll look a lot like maybe a Mazda Miata or a Porsche Boxster or one of those kind of vehicles, right?
Okay.
But with quite a sexy looking shape body to it. It's an original design from Electromechanica. We have, I mean, you can see the design on there. And, you know, it's attractive enough to get us over 40,000 pre-orders. So we're excited about that. And it's something literally that we've created because of the demand for it. So
okay,
it's,
so I'm looking.
It's
I mean,
perfect complement.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it. It's a beautiful looking car, but no, but so there was never a gasoline version of this. This was always an electric car. This was a from the ground up design.
Correct.
For
yeah.
Electric.
Ground up design, fully electric. The batteries are built into the low side of it. Every part of the vehicle is an innovation, including, like I said, wireless charging, which nobody has on the road right now. And it again, like the Solo, is a game changer.
Yeah, no, it's a good looking car. I'm looking at these pictures as we speak.
If you have your credit card with you, Jack, I can take your deposit right now on the air and prove that I am possibly the world's greatest salesman.
You know, I'm Luddite. I like that engine sound, you know, but I'm everybody else loves the electric.
What? Once you get over what you're used to and you experience this, and I'm now talking to everybody in your audience who currently drives an electric car, once you get used to that quiet, seamless, unbelievable power without the noise, when you get back into a gas car, you will think there's something wrong with the gas car.
You
like,
know, it's
why
it's,
is this
it's
noise?
An interesting,
it's totally
yeah,
unnecessary.
It's, yeah, I mean, it's interesting for a convertible. You know, you mentioned this, and I think in a convertible, that's a real plus because it's sort of like, I guess, you know, going sailing versus where it's just you and the wind versus
in,
like
in
being
any
hearing
car,
that diesel, yeah,
in
that
any
loud
car. It's a plus.
Yeah,
noise is pollution too. If you're in a truck, having it quiet and not vibrating is a plus. If you're in a taxi, having it quiet and not vibrating is a plus. There's no benefit to extra noise and extra vibration. These are two things that the automobile industry for 100 years has been trying to eliminate in a gas motor. And the answer is get rid of the gas motor, go electric, and you've eliminated the noise and the vibration, and you have the smoothest, quietest ride imaginable. Mission accomplished, and you're not spending $500 or $1,000 a month on gas. That's the answer.
And you expect to get these into production and delivering in next year, roughly.
Yeah, we already have the prototypes on the ground. They've been tested for over a year. We're producing about two or three a month right now, and you'll be seeing announcements and pictures of them being driven around by myself, our engineering team, and some noted celebrities as well, too, with their comments, because people always want to hear. And quite frankly, we'll take you out for a drive in one of the prototypes, too. And then the actual production deliveries will begin in mid-2020 is the plan.
But these, but you're saying, so this, the Tofino is actually, you have the car on the road right now?
The prototypes are on the road.
The prototype.
You have to do the tools and the dies and set up the factory. That has not been done yet. But you have to get the car sorted out yet. And what I want to do is I want to have you come along for a test drive. And when you say, Jerry, I love it, here's my deposit, I'll build the factory.
And how does, how about the convertible top? How is that, who makes that for you?
We do it.
You
it's
do
ours.
It.
It's
okay.
All, we've been making convertible top cars for 60 years. So on this particular car, what it'll be a hard top. You press a button, the hard top will come back, and it'll hide itself behind you in the trunk.
Oh, it's a folding hard top.
Completely. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So when you're driving it, if it's cold or rainy, which I understand it does sometimes in New York, it'll be just like a hard top. But when you take it down to Florida, the minute you cross the border into Florida, you can hit that button. Boom. Your convertible, you'll fit in Florida as well too.
Yeah, I do have to say that, you know, driving a convertible in Manhattan, you know, like in Midtown, looking up at the buildings, it's an interesting experience. It's a good place to drive a convertible when the weather is good.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
So wow, that's very interesting. Now what? And so this is going to sell for roughly $50,000. And do you expect the same type of gross margins?
Yeah, well, exactly. All of our margins, 25%, that's pretty much what Tesla's getting in gross margins. They're putting a lot of their profits, though, back into CapEx. They're building their own factories, hiring their own employees like that. Our company avoids all that expense by following along with what Apple does. Apple actually contracts the manufacturing of their iPhones and iMacs and contract that out to Foxconn. We do the same thing, too. We use certified, approved producers of our vehicles, which is how we can scale up so quickly and not have to spend $1.5 billion or $3 billion. There's existing assembly lines with real professional people who we certify who can produce these cars without costing our company billions of dollars. We can keep that in the company and hopefully get towards paying dividends to our shareholders sooner than if we spent that money on buildings and land.
So all the manufacturing is contracted out right now, right? And you plan to keep it that way?
Absolutely, yeah. We have our own technology development center here in Canada where we engineer, develop the cars, build the prototypes, just like we have for 6 years. But when it comes to a point where we're producing 20,000 or 50,000 a year, we contract that out around the world. Like I said, Europe, United States, Canada, China, wherever the cars are needed, we will have the factories set up to build the cars close to where they're required.
Okay. And so it's sort of like, essentially, it is kind of like, I guess, the Apple model. It's like the design shop.
It's exactly
and,
what
okay.
it is. Yeah, it's exactly what it is. And the iPhone is a California design.
You know, it's interesting because
it
they say all their packages say, you know, designed in California. They don't say where it's made, but they say designed in California.
Truly. And the Solo and the Tofino is designed in Canada. And they all have a little maple leaf at the back of it. And it's a lovely thing. And the maple leaf does travel very well all around the world. But that car could have been assembled in Holland or California or anywhere. But it'll always be a Canadian-designed vehicle. We're very proud of that, and our customers are very happy about that, too.
It's interesting. Now, Jerry, what can you kind of tell us about, you know, your background and also, you know, some of the, you know, the key members of the team?
Sure. My background is in motorsports. I was and still am, quite frankly, something that I'm passionate about is car racing, because that's where new technologies are developed. Spent decades in the IndyCar series representing many drivers, including the current IndyCar champion, Scott Dixon, great driver. And I think he's third on the all-time list now of IndyCar wins, just behind A.J. Foyt and Mario Andretti. I'm now working in Formula E, which is like Formula One, but pure electric. So I've been doing that for a long time, and it really helps us develop technologies. I developed the drive systems for our cars myself at the NASA Research Park in Mountain View, California. four race cars, and then we integrated them into our cars here. Henry Reisner is our chief operating officer and the real guru of car building. He was literally born into the business. It's in his blood. And the people who have owned Intermechanica sports cars for 10, 20, 30 years, he is revered around the world. There's a club of about 100 people in Japan who fly him over annually for a big party. So he's really the heart and soul of the design. And it's because of him that when you get into a Solo or a Tofino, you turn it on, after like about half a mile, you can sense that there's some magic in the car that's giving you this smile on your face. So that's the Tukey. We've got a big group of people behind that, hundreds of people in North America who are helping us design and engineer the cars, and thousands around the world who are building it up. But Henry and I are really the two co-founders of this company, and we're excited now that with the cars rolling out, we're going to become the next big thing in 2019, primarily because it's electric and that's what people want.
And Jerry, what's your vision for the company, you know, 3 years from now? What's Electromechanica going to look like?
I think that the Solo, which is the car that we've got on the road coming out in volume, is going to be the most disruptive vehicle in history. I see literally hundreds of thousands of those on the roads in the next 3 years as we go forward, literally turning us into the next, you know, iPhone, the next Uber, the next Tesla out there. Lots of new vehicles, including the Tofino, following along behind that. Manufacturing facilities around the world. I would love to have us carry on with our 25% gross margin, being able to pay dividends to our shareholders as we go forward. And the primary mission of our company, beyond the good for people, good for planet, good for profit, is our primary mission is to close the last gas station, because we have a big problem with emissions in the world causing climate disruption. And that's a major issue that's going to get worse. And apparently there's an inflection point 12 years from now. That's really what's driving not just our employees, but our suppliers, our shareholders, our investors, the whole group. And I see us making a major impact in that and having a lot of support and uplifting from the general population as we carry on this mission.
Like, what kind of sales volume do you foresee?
Well, I think that once we get the first 300 or 400 cars on the ground in Los Angeles, which should happen before July the 1st, I'm hoping for a six-figure book of orders for the Solo. So that's really what I'm looking for. We stated 5,000 this year, 20,000 in 2020, and 50,000 in 2021. But I would like to see us being producing over 100,000 next year. And that'll come, if I'm right, and the cars are in L.A., and we get that big spike in orders, not just from commuters, and there's 140 million prospective customers just in the United States, but also from companies that are doing delivery and from some of the major car share companies going, that Solo is exactly the car we need for our car share company. I think that's going to spike our orders, and we'll be able to scale up with our contracted manufacturers. A million cars by the end of 2021. Let's see if we can do it.
Wow, that's a million cars produced and delivered in 20. That's a big number.
Yeah, and that number includes the one that I'm going to deliver to you this year. So
I'm sold. The convertible though. I want that.
That's what I like to do. That'll be next year then.
That's
we'll
what we need.
We'll get that too. There'll be a ceremony, and we will do this kind of a broadcast live in the car while you're driving it. So let's make that a plan for next year.
It'll be a live cast, right? With the streaming.
And nobody will hear the motor because there is no motor. You'll just be saying, you won't believe us, but we're doing 60 miles an hour down the turnpike, and it's gorgeous.
Wow. So even 20,000 vehicles, you know, in the next, I don't know, if you can do it in the next 18 months, or that's a substantial That's substantial numbers. What is that?
Yeah, it's a $250
300 million?
worth of vehicles at 25%. But do understand that our factory partner right now, that we're just opening the factory next week, produces 4,000 vehicles per day. So we have the bandwidth to exceed that 20,000. And I'm predicting that with the order spike from the people in California, we can do that and easily fulfill those orders.
Okay. What about in terms of capital? Do you have any capital needs going forward for the next 12 months?
We do not. We uplisted onto NASDAQ in August of last year, so we're a newly listed company on NASDAQ under the trading symbol SOLO, S-O-L-O. And we did a couple of raises last year. I wasn't too sure about where the stock market was going, so we cashed up, and we have no capital requirement at this point now. And pretty low burn rate because, again, we contract manufacture. We're not spending, hundreds of millions of dollars on a factory. So we're pretty good. And we have $70 million worth of cars being delivered next year. So we are absolutely have no plans on doing any kind of a cash raise.
Okay. I'm sorry, you said you have $70 million worth of cars being delivered next year?
Yeah, that's 5,000 vehicles at $15,500. That's just fast math.
Okay. That's in by 2020.
No, that's this year. That's
so this year. Excuse me. This year.
We're delivering 5,000 cars. They're already on the boat. They're coming over. If you go to Los Angeles today, you go down there, you can drive one today. They're on the road now. This is not going to happen. This is happening in real time.
Okay. So this year, 5,000 vehicles sold. So around 70 million. All right. So that's pretty impressive numbers.
Yeah. This is going to be probably the most talked about company, not just in California, but around the world. Because, the world goes to California. There's reasons to go there. A lot of travel in there. And when you see these cars in real life, you'll understand that the photos, although they're gorgeous, do not do them justice. When you see them in real life, it's an amazing thing to see. When you drive it, takes it to a whole new level.
And you have, where do you have a showroom? Do you have showrooms in other cities right now or just L.A.?
Yep. No, we have our showroom in downtown Vancouver, right by Athletes Village, the big silver dome in Vancouver called Science World. We're right there. We have a second showroom in Los Angeles at the corner of Colfax and Ventura Boulevard in Studio City. We also have a dealership in Portland and in Seattle, and that's operated by ex-IndyCar driver Dominic Dobson. So really proud of that. So that's where we are right now. And once we get the first, 5,000 out there, while we're doing that, we'll probably target opening up dealerships in San Francisco, San Diego, and then heading eastward. Lots of interest from Arizona, Florida, other states like that.
So basically, anybody who's listening to this, they can actually, they can actually go to one of your showrooms and, sit in the car, take it for a test drive.
Yeah, I would be surprised if there weren't at least some of your listeners right now who have already done that.
And how does that actually work? Somebody puts down a deposit, and when do they have to pay the full price on delivery or up front?
On delivery.
On delivery.
On delivery.
Okay.
No. We don't pressure anybody in. If you want your deposit back because you're moving to Iceland or whatever, you'll have it refunded back to you in 5 minutes. That's not a problem. So, but you get in line, you choose one of the four colors, Arctic White, Electric Red, Raven Black, or a Titanium Silver, one of the four colors, boom, away you go. We call you up and saying, hi, your car is going to be ready in May or August or whatever. Do you want us to deliver it to you? Do you want to pick it up at the showroom? Whatever's most convenient for you. And then away you go. You can start plugging in. And stop pumping your money into a gas tank and killing the planet.
Okay, so Jerry, let's finish on this note. Maybe you can summarize what are some of the key milestones like over the next 12 months? Like, what kind of news flow should investors have their eye on?
Next week we'll be doing the official ribbon cutting at the factory in Chongqing. And that's a factory capable of 1,600 vehicles per month. So you'll see that in the next 10 days. That'll be a broadcast out. And if people subscribe, they'll be able to see that. By July the 1st, we'll have our first 40 or 50 cars on the ground in Los Angeles. And I'm convinced there's going to be a lot of media attention around that. And that's probably the big inflection point where people start to just pound in the orders for us and take us up to that six figure of pre-orders as we're going along. And then by the end of this year, 2019, we're expecting to have 5,000 vehicles on the road. And that's just the total game changer, because you won't be able to spend a day in L.A. and probably parts of like San Francisco without seeing five or six of the solos driving around. And, you know, what I like is you being able to come up to somebody who's parked the car and saying, hey, how do you like that car? The best sales tool we have at this company is not just our car, but the people who are driving them.
Well, Jerry, on that note, I want to thank you, and we look forward to hearing more from you in the months ahead.
Yep, sounds good. And after the show, we'll get that credit card number, and I'll get to work on preparing your car for you.
You got it.